Make sure you subscribe to Straight Out Low Cash Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts from us. Appreciate all love and respect. Make sure you also email us, straightolc@gmail.com. We'll be dropping a feedback show. We would like your feedback, questions, all those good things for us to kind of discuss and go over with, as well as hit us up on our social media platforms, Twitter, Straight OLC, and Facebook, the Straight Out Low Cash fan page. Thank you. Enjoy.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes.
All right, we back. Art, you got your stuff this week?
Yeah, man, I'm in the building. Mr. Shivers 3, Mr. Shivers the 3rd. And it's all that stuff, man. Yeah, I'm good, man. What's up with it?
I feel like every week I come here thinking that he's going to get his shit together.
That's not right.
He going to have a note card in it. Is that not right?
He's supposed to show
happens.
Up with a note card.
Is that not right?
You're
Mr. Shivers 3
is
on my Instagram. I don't want him to feel like I'm doing it all for him.
Is that not my Instagram,
Mr.
Shivers 3?
It's Mr. Shivers 3.
That's what I said.
You said something about Arthur
Shivers. The third. That's my Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Have you the little preview of the next episode that they were showing on there for Survivor's Remorse? You all ever watch that show?
I've never watched
Survivor's Remorse, and we just, what was the episode where she just started laying out everything over a thank you card?
No, she didn't.
And you talked about you don't need to show up with no postcard. Mm. Okay.
I got you next week, baby.
I already did it. That's it. Them two.
What's your Twitter?
No more Snapchat.
What's
I
your
mean,
Twitter?
It's gone.
What's your Snapchat?
I don't.
See?
It's Insta Snap now. I don't even Snapchat no more.
Okay, go ahead. Go do yours, Janae.
Go do all your stuff, Janae.
At Janae Sweetie Pie, everything. That is Instagram, that is Twitter, that is Facebook. I keep it simple, baby.
All right. I have my fiance with me on this podcast. She's been trying to get on the podcast for a while. Bum rushing, I would say.
She ain't bum rushing this. She was invited. Invited.
This is absolutely not true. He has been asking me to do a podcast with him for a minute.
Yeah, but she didn't really want to do it though. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And I have been turning them
it's
all
kinda
down.
It's kind of like Sonny Bono with Cher.
She want to do it.
So hold on, we got an email though. We had a long email from somebody about the podcast.
What is that?
Yes, love the power review. This is from Francine G. She says, Hey, love the show. Can't wait for new episodes every week. The power review is great. This previous episode of power review, you guys talked about Tasha dying. Well, I know it's something first episode of season 3. Victoria Nolton, aka Tasha, is pregnant. You can clearly she has a baby bump. Also, there's rumors of her being pregnant. No one is denying or confirming it. Being a woman, you notice those little things. Plus, after episode 1, she's been wearing nothing but black. I get the producers want to think she's in mourning because her husband left her for another woman, but I think they're trying to hide something. Either they're going to kill her off because she wants to be a mother and take a break, or keep her on for season 4 and 5 like she's one of the main characters. My opinion, she's going to be died wrong place, wrong time. Once again, sorry for the long email. Love the show and its coolness.
What's her name?
Francine.
Francine. I don't know if you're right, but I do feel like you got the right mindset going, possibly. Kill Tasha off so that she could be a mama. And then maybe, like, they think she dead, but she really ain't dead. And then she come back and she get everybody. She's like the underdog. I would say last week.
That'd be the best way to say it. Yeah, I think
who gonna take care of the kids? The little Hispanic chick?
No, man. They gonna get his own. He gonna go to somebody's mama. No, he gonna end up having to raise the kids too. They gonna be at the club and stuff doing homework in the back. They gonna be They gonna be in the back doing homework. He gonna open up the little door in the office. They gonna have to do homework. The little baby gonna be in the little crib in the back.
Oh, Tariq dancing on the dance floor.
Tariq
can
learn how to bartend, DJ, bar back. He doing
Tariq
everything.
Gonna be rapping. He gonna be putting on shows. He gonna be like, yeah.
Nah.
Can't nobody see see my dad. No,
I think Tasha is going to.
I'm ready for Holly to go on crow.
I think she's going to die.
When Holly going to crow?
Yeah, in about two seasons.
I think these Jamaicans need to go on about her off. The end of this show and Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be it. They might be mad that she even came up there with the audacity to try to do something to Ghost, and then they might pop her off. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, great. About time somebody took her out.
Tommy about to be pissed. He might fuck around and do it.
Shoot.
Because Tommy, when he find out about this...
when he find out the Ghost was the one that saved him and he went there and he did
and
all that.
And she went there to try to kill him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
But she got too... I'm like, why are you even all up in the business? Why can't you just sit back and do what you're supposed to do and just be the woman and help take care of the books like he asked you to do?
Exactly.
Stop doing all that extra stuff.
Exactly. I wish somebody would have knocked her off. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
I'm sorry.
Her upbringing. That's what it
her
is.
Her upbringing? What's her upbringing?
Her upbringing didn't show her how to be a proper woman.
Oh, she what upbringing?
Well, she don't got no she mama or nothing. Eyes. I don't know where she came from. Point is, she don't got no upbringing. That's why she don't know how to act.
Tommy go ham on her ass. Soon as
Tommy ain't
going to
kill her when she finds
out. She just going to come up and
find out she's pregnant. He ain't going to do nothing. He going to be like, that's my baby. You see how he is with Tyreek now?
Yeah, he is.
My thing is, I guess we can go. Let's jump into some topics here. So Holly's pregnant for real. So
unfortunate.
That whole thing went out that we thought that we thought she was trying to get
pregnant. Why
are
you laughing? That is unfortunate to me. Yeah. It's unfortunate because she is a drug head, and so is Tommy. And that's unfortunate that a baby is going to be brought into this world in that crazy.
In between them, yeah.
That's what I think. I think
she ain't
going to
make it. She can't make it now. They got to kill her and that baby.
Yeah, she gonna die.
What they gonna do? Find a baby to cast?
No. She gonna die while she's pregnant. Yeah. And therefore, there goes the baby, too.
And then Tommy and Ghost gonna, like, join forces. Tommy isn't gonna have a part of it. Tommy isn't gonna have a part of it. Not at all.
Okay. Well, excuse the screams in the background. My child won't go to sleep tonight. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
They will edit that out.
She'll go to bed. She'll be fine. She's really probably just hype about the fact that she feels like something need to happen with Holly. That's probably what it is.
You know, since Durrell is doing daddy duty, I'll be hosting the show tonight.
Oh my God! Lord help all of us.
You know, thank y'all for listening tonight. This is gonna be a great show.
Come on,
what?
You need to do what Durrell do, and you need to pull up topics.
Oh, okay. So what else happened? What else happened this week?
See, that's what happens when kids is in the mix. And then, you know, when they come up, Tommy and them ain't ready for that. They ain't ready for crying,
baby. They ready for that cocaine. They ready for that cocaine.
That's what I'm saying. All the cocaine.
They're
going to be snorting all the coke, baby. Going to be crying in the background. See, ain't nobody going to be tending to them like Lexi just got up to go tend to Xander. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to do that.
Because Tommy would be like, I mean, she's going to go shit the fucking baby up.
Right. And she going to be too busy snorting lines.
She going to be like, she going to be passed out in the bed laid up. The baby all crying in the crib.
Somebody get the baby. You get the baby. Poor baby. Crackhead baby. Oh,
Lord. Tariq just text messaged me. I'm on my way. I got to go over to research. Just text messaged me. I got to leave. Right. We'll take the baby with you.
Right.
They're like, I can't do that.
Say we take the
baby. He'd be like, can I? Then he'd be like, can I take the baby to the drug deal?
Right.
He'd be like,
I think I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good cover. They won't think I'm really doing nothing. I show up with the stroller.
He should be with the baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what'd y'all think about those situations with the club thing now? They want him to be more visible.
I think that she would, I don't know, that girl, what's her name? The new white lady. Her, she got to be working for somebody because now she's trying to get his face all out over social media. And Ghost know better. You can't be out here showing your face and doing all that stuff. That's why your name is Ghost. It's like you forgot what they call you.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now they want to show your face everywhere, blah, 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 whatever. And then he dumb enough to be like, oh, okay. You need to have somebody else
why
be the face
Andre
of the club.
Do have,
some, have somebody else do it. Anybody but you.
He didn't have Andre do it, actually. But,
Well, actually, he fired the dude. He could have had do that. The dude that was a general manager dude. Mm-hmm. Dude, you could have had do that, but you let him go.
How about in this episode, we didn't see none of the boys that was across the street at the other club the entire show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird to me, because I feel like that was supposed to be like some big portion of what was going on, you know, the argument, whatever, for the last two episodes. So where were they at?
Well, you remember last week they said that we have to get, we'll get them back strategically.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm right, like, now,
which means it's not going to happen next week. Right. They ain't going to even see it coming. So, you know, Ghost all about chess.
That's true.
It's patience.
But he's still the dumbest nigga I know.
I don't know, but I'm happy. I'm happy that when he found happy that when he found out that somebody was about to make that hit on Tommy, that he went and he saved Tommy. Now, I'm mad that he didn't show Tommy that it was him that saved
him. Yeah, that
was
stupid.
Yeah, but you know what?
But then Tommy would have probably flipped it, though, because Tommy would have been like, you had me set up, and then you came out here and tried. So it's like, it might all be a part of that chess thing. Like, he might be like, I didn't want to say nothing. Because Tommy may have been like, man, I would have been fine. Whatever. I didn't need you.
That also shows that he's sitting up there watching stuff. People don't know that he's watching them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's true. But why is he dumb? Explain to me why he's dumb.
Because he's Angela. Dumb. Man. There you go.
Angela. That's the reason.
Ain't no drug dealer let no chick just go through
the Angela's
not like this, though.
But Angela is the reason.
Not this long.
He didn't leave his family, left his rider. Tasha know everything about the business.
And he in a crackerjack apartment.
You living in a crackerjack box with some girl that let your son get a gun while you was going. You know what I mean? Come on now. True love. Blind. Stupidity.
Blind. You ain't seen this girl since high school. It's been 20-some years.
Love him.
Something about
it. I mean, he dumb. I mean, I ain't gonna say he ain't dumb. And she the feds and you a drug dealer.
That's what they.
I mean, she like, come on, man. You got umpteen bodies.
Keep your enemies close.
Right, I guess that's what it is.
So, what do y'all think about Holly hollering? Hiring the Jamaicans at the end. I think Jamaicans gonna tell Ghost.
I think the Jamaican
like
they don't think
they're gonna do that. Like, hey, somebody paid us to kill
him. Whatever it is that Holly gave to him is not enough for him to be killed. It's not.
Yeah.
Right.
And then where did you get the money from? You took it from Tommy. Tommy gonna ask where the money is at, and then you're gonna have to explain. I went to the
gym. I think, what did she do then? Because they said she ain't cooking at the crib.
Right.
She ain't doing nothing.
Did she just lay up all day doing coke, waiting for him to get home?
And have sex with him. Yeah. That's her job. That's what she does.
I do your coke and fuck you. That's it?
Yes.
That's it. Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, Timmy, I mean, not Timmy, but Tommy's dumb enough to fall for that.
He is. He just, you know what he said, like when he was sitting there when he was talking to the preacher, he was like, everybody always saw the worst in me, like nobody ever wanted to see me do good, like whatever. So like he see Holly, like this is somebody that actually sees something that's good in me. She's sticking with me, she's whatever, but he doesn't realize that she's fraud though.
I don't even think that. I think it's that he so desperately wanted what he thought, what Ghost supposedly
had. Tasha and the kids and the whatever.
He didn't know what it took to attain that. I mean, he came from craziness.
He did.
He don't even know how to keep that.
Still got craziness.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that whole thing. You know, you got some men who grew up without fathers and some who don't. Right. Some attain, some get an example of what it looks like when a good relationship and they attain for that. And then some just don't seem to get it. Some don't get it. And they don't never get it. They don't understand it. So,
Because you know his mama ain't nothing. No. You know, his mama was like, you gonna let Ghost do, you gonna let Ghost take my house away, you gonna blah, 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 testify against him, blah, 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 whatever. So you see what his mom was about already. Everybody saw what his mom was about.
Okay. I wonder what his daddy was about like that.
His daddy ain't never been mentioned. Yeah, so daddy probably around. His daddy. Because he's never been mentioned.
Ghost family ain't never been shown either, though. Like, his mom came around?
No.
His background is kind of dark, too.
That was Tasha mama that used to come over.
Mm-hmm. Tasha mama was, like, living with him in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because she had the first baby. Because she had just had the baby, so she was staying with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't know nothing about Ghost family or nothing. No brothers, no cousins, no.
Nothing.
All we know is he found his wife. She was in college at the time, studying accounting, which is how she knows all that stuff.
Yeah. All that stuff. I don't know.
And all they say about Ghost is that he's a street type of dude who always had his head in the book.
All the time. It's like they just continue to give you enough to keep you like looped in, but they don't want to give you everything. And then the last show is going to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see it again. And then it's the summer.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, that's why I like next year's summer. Stuff,
wait, good luck. Because they don't even do a winter show. They do only a summer show. You get seven episodes. You wait a whole year. You wait a year. And everybody like, can't wait for Power to come back out. And you just sitting up.
Wait for Holly to fuck up everything.
Wait for Holly to mess up.
And what, 10 episodes? 10, 12 episodes?
They got 7.
7?
What is it? 7 or 8?
It's 8. It's
yeah,
8.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
That means it's about to come to an end soon.
It is. We already on 4.
All right, Kanan, man. What y'all think about this whole Kanan and Jukebox thing?
Oh, God.
I mean, the storyline is good. I mean, not good, but it's interesting. what's going
what
on.
What did you like about the storyline?
I mean, because it's something different.
Did you like Kanan's sex scenes? Did you like Kanan and Jukebox's girlfriend?
Yeah, those
did you,
bad.
What did you like about the
well, you know, it's just a different
strip club part of it.
You know, her being so, like, tough to him.
Like, bro, I like Jukebox.
Big brother. Yeah. I like Jukebox. She rough. She rough.
She definitely
rough.
I'm
telling you, I think they're going to set. They're going to use old girl's little pawn, though, man. She's going to show up in the club, though. She's going to show up in the club.
They might. But I'm still start telling messing you with Andre. Something is weird because for Jukebox to have known everything that she knew about Sean, then for them to be like, she's so removed from everything. Like, somebody's been keeping in contact with Jukebox. Sean was, and if Sean was, then Ghost was. And if Ghost wasn't, then Tasha was. Like, somebody gotta, somehow there's gotta be a connection between them.
I like Jukebox because she's a
there's
thinker.
There's gotta be.
She a planner and a thinker. It's like she told Kanan, like, yeah, I just want to go and
kill
back and go. She's like, man, you need to try to rethink your plan because he might be worth more to you alive than dead, whatever the situation may be. So, you know, and he had to think about that, you know. So I like the little story now, you know. You know, she cool. She gonna have a good part in the rest of the.
I still think
the next few seasons.
I think it's weird.
I feel some type of way about the Nika Noni role is playing that role. Coming from a whole different perspective.
Hey man,
I understand actors need range, but damn.
I like this. I like her doing this. This is gangster. She's the favorite character right now.
And she played in that one movie that's on like the underground slave movie
on Netflix.
Something like no, it's not Netflix. It's
underground.
What is that? Thing? Underground. Ain't she on Underground? Yeah. That's yes. That's how you gonna be on Underground and on Power at the same time? I'm confused. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you freeing slaves or if you are pimping hookers.
So what y'all think about old girl with him? I guess with the whole so Jukebox knew everything that Kanan was doing.
Mm-hmm. He thought he was.
She was being.
Man,
she was like,
I think Kanan might have knew though. Like, man, ain't no way.
But did you hear what Jukebox said when Jukebox was like, "It ain't gonna happen again." Like, I just need to make sure you can walk. You good?
Yeah.
So now it's like, well, if you do it again, but did Jukebox know that he was about to steal a diamond bracelet for her in the midst of all that after he shot
the
friend?
And
you giving away
because she the one that told him to kill him. The dude, I told you.
We're coming back around to the fact that Kane is a little messy. In other words,
oh, extra messy.
Oh, sure, he's messy.
He wondered why Ghost is trying to get rid of his behind.
Kane, man, it's my dude, man. He the show.
Dude, he was in jail setting him up with stuff. Remember season one? He was in jail doing stuff.
He
set up everybody in jail.
He
messy.
Can be all patient and stuff doing all that, but he still ain't learning nothing.
Okay, so what is Greg's angle, though? What is Greg doing? I don't understand why he went
to get Ghost locked up.
I don't understand what
he's doing. He all
what
just doing this
to
get
role?
Ghost locked up.
Because he don't want Ghost to be with Angela. Yeah.
He want to be able to do a hold on her shoulder. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he wasn't right anyway. Come to 1615.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at the Marriott. Room 112.
Wait.
Like I told you,
I got the tissues.
I mean, it won't even. It won't add to your number. We already had sex before, though, so it's technically not a new dick. You know, it's not new.
So it's technically
not a new dick. So you don't have to even worry about your numbers. You know, you keep your number the same.
Wow.
You know,
you got to consider that.
You know, we already had sex previously before.
I don't know what's wrong with Greg. Come back. That's what I'm talking about. You know what she's talking about.
What do y'all think about Tasha? And what do y'all think about her?
I think
she's pregnant for real.
I mean, I think she's pregnant for real. She ain't gonna be making all them telephone calls, convincing herself she's pregnant. She's pregnant for sure. But I mean,
I'm talking about Tasha. Our listener what do you think? Is she really pregnant?
I mean, yeah.
Brittany was saying that somebody shout out that she was pudgy or whatever.
It's possible. I don't know. Let me look her up.
I mean, she might be pudgy.
What's her Instagram? What's her name on Instagram?
We're gonna be seeing.
I'm sure it's Tori.
We're gonna be seeing waist up shots probably for the rest of the season.
The rest of it for real because she did that little thing tonight, but I don't know.
And since they don't come back on for a whole another year, so next summer she'll be done and they can keep moving.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look up Lala page so I can find her because I don't know how to spell her name.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I don't really get into people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get into people what? Making babies?
Yeah, you know, that's a woman thing. It's a woman issue.
Oh, she didn't even tag.
Wow.
What do you think? What do you think about y'all think about the whole thing with Andre going back to the hood with them?
For real, NATU.
With them like kind of messing with him and like, damn man, you still messing with Andre? Seemed like he getting a little bit more comfortable because like, man, he didn't bring me in on the meetings. You know, I mean the big people.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. His partners might get him into some trouble.
Yeah, they are. They trying to.
They help him out.
Oh, they definitely trying to get.
They gonna get him into some trouble, man. Yeah.
They are gonna get him into trouble. I mean, but he admitted his. You know what? He said he didn't know how to.
I wonder if he gonna have them robbed of the spot.
She got a pregnant face in this picture.
She got a pregnant face.
Her face is pregnant for sure. Pudgy. Her face. She got a pregnant face.
No, what if they get the? He's like, no, I got another spot though. What about across the street? This club. What if he get his boys to rob the place across the street?
Nah, you know. I mean, they some goons, and they a dude.
I was just saying, they be like, oh, word? You got it for? Yeah, man, what you got to do? And he might have been up in the club, don't figure out their security system. And then they were like, no, you need to do and everything.
Let me see that.
I mean, she might be pregnant. Face.
Yeah.
But that'd be dope, though. That'd be kind of dope. Yeah. People, you know, he can get his, let his goons get some let his goons get some meat. You know, I'm like, dang, man, he hooked me up. Then, you know, ghosts get the... Get them off his bar. They get some small revenge because they be like, oh my God, we got robbed. Yeah. Gunpoint of like four Negroes. They ran in here.
But the thing about it sound like to me that it's going to get messed up when Kanan come back. Because it sounds like to me that Kanan going back to New York.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So what's he going to do when Kanan come back? Like that's going
to
throw
him. Kanan might mess around and try to set up Andre Kidd in his jail or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like what, you know, try to use people, start pulling people like, yeah, we're going to rob them. Already might be the thing, like, we're going to rob them and use them little young cats to do it. You know.
Kanan going to come back. It's going to be a bunch of shit stirred up. I tell you, that's one thing I do know. Is
yeah.
He going to stir up some drama. Mm-hmm.
My thing is that, well, I mean, the Kanan don't know no information like that, though. So he running it's already shit pumping off with the Lobos thing and the feds trying to kick in doors and do whatever they're doing, and Tommy think it's the Lobos, and then Kanan show up. Like,
I mean, it's just too much going on right now because everybody think that Lobos is point. Well, Tommy and Crazy Girl Holly think that Lobos is after them, but really it's the Chinese people. So they gonna be like, "We gotta kill
Tommy." Gonna end up it might end up flipping. He might think it was Kanan. If Kanan show up, be like,
I think if anything, Tommy gonna think it's Ghost. I think he said he thought it was Lobos, though, and it wasn't Lobos.
But he
Chinese
knows it
people.
Was Lobos. He was lying, because think about it. The dude came up, shot all of them, so they were still there laying dead.
No, he was buying that car. He don't know who did it. No,
the dude,
the night.
Car, the driving dude was fine.
That's
he
right.
Was
he drove
car.
Off, because somehow, some way, shooting from that
Ghost
side,
killed
he missed the driver.
He missed the damn driver of everybody.
He wasn't trying to shoot the driver.
Whatever.
You think he purposely didn't shoot the driver?
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I don't know if he ain't purposely did. I'm trying to figure out what his security intel was doing there watching.
I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to probably try to figure out, like, what am I getting into?
Yeah. I thought he dropped him off.
I did too.
I did too. But I like, no, he was sitting there watching.
I thought he dropped him off.
That was kind of interesting.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. I thought he dropped him off.
Oh. All right, Sam.
I don't know. This episode leaves me a little bit more confused than I was after the first three.
Man. I thought I had some answers today, you know, with
what
everything
you,
going on.
You,
I thought I would.
I thought I would get some answers today.
Oh, you said you thought you would.
Yeah, I thought I would have some.
I'm like, he going against whatever I say. Yeah. He like, I got all the answers. I'm like,
what answers you get from this?
But you know what? But like you said, though, I mean, you never going to have no answers because you're always going to be left wondering something.
Yeah.
You know. I guess you got a point.
I thought Louisa got killed though.
No, Louisa didn't get killed. How did Greg get access to even be where Louisa's at?
Right.
Come on now.
Because I do remember that
the
DA
was like,
dude gave me info.
But my thing is, so what? Don't they got Louisa locked up or ain't he doing something?
He's witness protection.
Yeah. So okay, you in witness protection. Like, how the fuck did Greg get to you?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Just bad. I mean, just Greg, man. This dude.
Yeah, he a mess, man.
Maybe, what if Kanan hook up with Greg?
How about Angela
right.
going and showing up at Tasha's apartment talking about I did this for you. You didn't do me no favors. Yeah. Don't even come over here talking to me. Situation. You created the situation. I had my children over at your house thinking you was going to take care of everything. It was going to be cool. And then this is what you did.
Right. Like it would have been a problem. And then you're going to make it seem like, yeah, in front of them.
Exactly. Then you're going to make it seem like, oh, okay, I did you. You didn't do me no favors. And they still ain't coming to your house. And you didn't do me no favors. She got her nerve.
You know, one thing that's going on, you can tell.
If anybody didn't know, I do not like Angela.
You know, Ghost and
I do not
Angela,
like Holly either.
Their relationship is changing drastically from where it was last
season. Yeah, it's changing. Because
they had no sex scenes and everybody in the show fucking. Everybody in the show.
But they said the Tommy and them sex look awkward as hell.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's coke sex.
Ooh, I'm gonna hurt you because I'm high. It's like weird coke sex.
But no, it looked like she wasn't into it for real, and he
didn't
like
at
he
first.
Was
and then all of a sudden, she was like, "Oh, okay, now I am."
Well, that's when she turned over. Then she had the fake in his face.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah,
you know.
That's because she was just thinking about being.
She wasn't on coke though. She probably lied about. She probably actually acted like she sniffed the coke,
knowing that she was pregnant.
You know, and he coked up. You know, thinking she did a line or whatever. She slid the coat off the table, so she ain't high like she normally is. So she all mad and not high.
Yeah, she mad and not high.
And pregnant.
I can't believe that she just quit cold turkey. I guess she really care about this baby.
I think she's still doing the coke. She made us not drink.
Coke is fine. Why you gonna do coke and not drink? Come on.
Coke go out your system in 40 minutes.
I mean, you talking about 40 high.
What?
40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you even know that?
That research.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're not going to go.
Right. You need to ask your fiance how he know about coke leaving your system.
I mean, how you know
minutes.
About coke sex? I mean, don't worry about that. That's coke sex.
I watch HBO and stuff. I watch HBO.
Research
is that. I'm sure if I wanted to, I could also probably find something on Facebook, which is where I find the rest of my news, too.
Shit. I actually read a couple of books and stuff about the
everything you see on there is real.
This motherfucker said I research on Facebook.
I sure do. That's where I get all my
news. She do get all her news from there.
So what do you put in a search bar? Coke, sex?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to search it right now and see what happens. I bet you Holly and Tommy pop up. I'm about to look right now.
Sorry, listeners.
Let y'all know what I find. She's what? Beautiful? You love her. Better be careful what you say.
Coke sex.
Searching it now.
The Facebook search.
Now look at all these porn websites. Bullshit it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
Is that Tommy and
Holly? No, sex with a Coke bottle.
Oh, wow.
Coke sex.
I'm about to find them.
Now you about to get all kind of spam.
You got to be all specific and everything.
Now you mess up all your searches Facebook. Yep. Facebook and gag. You like coke and you like sex.
Right.
So let's start putting that in your feed a little bit more.
Yeah. Double whiskey and coke sex on the beach.
Yeah, next week she's going to be talking about something. I'm not researching anything.
I'm not about to. Because if this ends up sending me spam, I'm about to be pissed off.
Yeah. Porn.
It's all drinks.
Yep, porn. And it's going to be like coke. It's going to be like coke, like a Coca-Cola, and it's sex.
Has that happened?
Now look at this.
Is that porn?
You get porn advertising on Facebook.
Oh, wow. I ain't never seen that.
People will post it on your wall.
Dude, what's crazy? Maybe it's only men that get this. You get these men on fan requests though. Like it'd be like
one friend and she like half naked. Like how you half naked? Got one friend.
Right.
Look at Barbie and Ken though, with coke in front of them.
See.
Coke plus six. Barbie and Ken.
See?
Wow.
Ain't that ridiculous?
That should be the
picture that you put at the front of the podcast. That coke sex.
So what do y'all think about y'all thoughts for next week?
I don't even know because they didn't even show me a preview, and I feel some type of way about
that.
I
can see that.
Kanye go back to New York. Okay, what's going to happen then? That's going to be like
the
fireworks.
Kanye probably won't even be next episode. He probably won't even be the next episode.
What's going to be about it? You go.
This is just going to be him leaving.
The Jamaicans are trying to think about if they're going to kill Ghost.
They're going to talk about it, discuss it.
Yeah, that's the stupid, man. Why would you even go... She's just dumb. You're like, the last time we thought about something that was Jamaicans. So she just automatically
And he said that was all bad and she gonna go back directly to them. Don't know nobody. Don't have no collateral. Don't.
Tommy got to kill her herself, maybe. Maybe Tommy need to kill her.
She handed over all the,
like, choke her to death or something like that.
Oh, I don't know about choke her, but maybe he just need to shoot her.
Because she's pregnant. No, he got to choke her, though, because it's got to be personal, man.
Who?
No, not Tommy, the baby.
Tommy kills her. That girl.
You got to. He got to.
He ain't
going to
kill that girl.
You know what? That takes guts to do that to somebody.
He
going to
kill that girl.
Yeah, dude. He find out that, what, because she going to get an abortion. Then she gonna find out that he was. She gonna, Tasha gonna be like, well, you know, he been trying to get up in your paper, really,
right?
And
right.
Then with the whole ghost thing with Jamaicans, because then she gonna probably say, well, yeah, me and Tommy want them dead, want him dead.
Yeah, it's gonna.
She
be,
gonna say me and Tommy want dead. Yeah, I
they
guarantee.
They trying to work too close to Tasha be talking about killing ghosts, and Tasha yeah. not gonna have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna find out.
Know. Something gonna happen. I think them Jamaicans gonna kill Holly.
That might be what happened.
Jamaica's mess around and turn around and ghost be like, well, I give y'all 50, y'all just go in and kill her.
Right.
Get her this, but get her up out the paint. She fucking up.
Wait, I already tried to paint.
Just get her up out the
off.
Paint. Right. I tried to tell her already. Let's just get her up out the paint. Yeah. She gave you what, $5,000? Look like it was like $5,000 in there.
I mean, he gonna be like, I'll give you $6,000.
Right.
Kill her. She ain't give him no money.
Right.
I mean, you needed to come with a whole fucking briefcase.
Oh, yeah,
to kill
right,
him.
Right.
Come
right,
on now.
Right. Like, you came
ghost,
in with this.
You
and
trying
what
to kill
probably, I'm going
to
tell you what's going to happen. Here you go.
Andre.
Nah, what happens, they don't take the hit. They tell Ghost, hey, oh, girl,
somebody
trying
put
to
a hit on
yeah, somebody trying to kill you, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. That probably would be what happened. Because, I mean, they not going to take their little money and put no hit on Ghost. Like,
she's not going to go back.
They might laugh at her.
That.
Might get mad at her. Get your ass out of here.
Get your ass
trying
out
to kill ghosts.
Yep.
For $6,000.
You gotta be.
Now you brought 100. Maybe we might,
yeah,
100K. We might have something to talk about a little
that's
bit.
That's what's gonna happen with that situation. Mm-hmm. She might get in trouble. She gonna get exposed with everything.
What do y'all think about with the Asian Chinese, though? What do y'all think?
Oh, man.
That's some crazy.
My thing is, like, is your daddy gonna find out that you just tried to shoot up Tommy because you mad? You wanna be a punk because you made a mistake? Come on now.
I mean,
that's your daddy's connect.
You don't think he's included?
That's your dad. I don't think the dad is included.
I
don't think the dad is included.
No, the dad don't know
the
artist.
The
son did all that on his
own. I don't think the dad has no clue. I think the son is just pissed because he had to cut his fucking pinky finger off.
Mm. I mean, if I had to cut my pinky finger out, I probably had to shoot your ass.
I mean, I don't
know. You made me cut my pinky finger out.
Yeah.
My dad do
drive by. Yeah, based on choices he made. But okay, you know, can't nobody take accountability for
I mean,
that.
He took water down.
Yeah, that water down coat was going to kill some people too. All right, we're going to get it wrapping on up. Janae, once again, let everybody know they get your pet.
At Janae Sweetie Pie, everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all of it. I keep my shit simple.
Lexi, yeah. Where can people hit you?
I don't want you to hit me up at all. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram.
She like, don't find me.
She's
at
on
all.
Twitter, though, but I deleted
like,
her. I deleted
me.
Her from my Twitter.
Why would you delete her from your Twitter?
Because people be trying to go through my Twitter trying to figure out.
Oh,
she
my
is.
God. These thirsty bras.
It
went
in on bras.
This
people just noticed. This
okay.
People just this,
to quit
yeah.
trying to find Alexia.
Yeah, this don't even do it. All right, you got anything for
yeah, me? Man. Mr. Shivers 3 on Instagram and my name, Arthur Shivers 3rd on Facebook.
What about Snapchat?
I don't. It's InstaSnap. InstaSnap.
No, I'm saying. Snapchat is really. I might delete it since Instagram
I
mean, got the
yeah,
snap.
Yeah, I know.
There ain't no point for me to be on it now. I got almost my client bases on
Instagram. That's how I feel too.
I was like, dude.
Snapchat got all the filters. They filters.
You think Instagram
though.
Ain't finna figure this out? Instagram finna take all them blocks.
So,
Instagram
man.
Sit there, saw them open up a new couple of new blocks. I'm like,
Let's take that too.
You know what happened?
Because Facebook owns
Snapchat,
Instagram
when
too.
When Snapchat went and they decided they was going to let people start doing memories, I think that Instagram probably got pissed off and then they was like, we about to take all your shit.
Yeah, and Facebook owns Instagram. So it's like, we got money behind us, you know? You know what? We're going
to
let them try to take
it. But they were, though. They was mad. They was mad. They was like, so you going to let memories come in?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That ain't your job.
Yeah.
That's not your business. We was trying to let y'all do
Yeah, we was trying to let y'all bring a little
now y'all trying to let memories come in. They shut that shit all the way down.
That's going to be interesting.
I don't like that shit, though, for real. I don't like the way that it displays on Instagram. I don't like that.
Well, hey, Tom.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to get used to it, but I'm not used to it yet.
All right. Well, thank y'all for listening again another week of Power. We'll be back next week.
It's going down.